This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
Yes!
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
Whoa!
Graveyard smash.
He did the
yes.
match.
Yes. Only is.
A horn and a flash.
He did the match.
Match.
He did the monster band.
From the laboratory
in the castle.
Oh, we're saving this for Halloween. What's the story here? You're into the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I have the story of a woman who couldn't get a wax job after Jennifer has this in a state. This is, what's going on here? The story of Halloween being canceled? How can that be?
Not canceled. They just want to change the date. We know that Halloween is always, no matter what day of the week, it's always on October the 31st.
31st, right.
Well, for a lot of people, I would say kids, but it's also adults, too, who go out and enjoy Halloween parties. That they say having Halloween on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Thursday, like it will fall this year, is just a bummer, man. They say it's sugar-laden, alcohol-laden. People have to go to bed early, and they're staying up too late.
Yes.
So it, there is a petition that has been launched by the Halloween and Costume Association that argues that moving the date of Halloween will lead to a safer, longer, stress-free celebration.
Yay!
That, what about, I know. Well, Steve, so there's a, depending on if you're old school or new school, Halloween, the reason we have it is because it's an abbreviation for All Hallows Eve, which originated as a pagan festival celebrated thousands of years ago. And as part of that celebration, people went souling. They'd go from door to door asking for soul cakes or food and drink in exchange for a song, a dance, or even a prayer. That's where trick-or-treating got its start. And so that's why we choose October 31st, because it actually matters. But the argument is that it's lost that initial All Hallows Eve definition and become much more a commercial holiday. So this petition says if we make it the last Saturday in October, no matter what day that is, that's going to be a better day for kids and adults alike. And the petition does, yeah, the petition does seem to be appealing to a lot of people. So far, it has 58,980 signatures, and there are more coming every single day.
So who makes the decision?
I think it's a petition first. I don't know exactly how you'd have to get it put into effect.
Could this be a presidential?
It's not a federal thing. Yeah, if Trump ran on moving Halloween to Saturday, Elizabeth Warren, that would maybe be appropriate.
Can you imagine some of the masks that would be built around that?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But a petition, this makes sense for parents, because a lot of parents end up having to take off of work early so kids can trick-or-treat during the afternoon. And I think parents would probably really love this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that it's a safety issue because a lot of kids...
I don't know. We have a naysayer here in the
It will be safer if they do it on a Saturday.
I would love to know how much safer it is when it's a Saturday and all of the adults can now go out and get super drunk midday on a Saturday for Halloween and they're out driving around in their
costumes.
They
care, ruining it all.
No, I think there's something kind of like spooky and fun about it always being on October 31st. I don't know. I think it's kind of like compromises. The holiday of Halloween, if you always have it on like a Friday. And let's be real, when it comes to adults, even if it's on a Tuesday, if you're the kind of adult who goes crazy and celebrates Halloween, you're going to go out and go crazy on a Tuesday no matter what. Like, I've gone out into D.C. on a Wednesday night, and it happens to be Halloween, and people are out in full costumes going out and drinking. So, I don't know. I kind of like it. And plus, it's more special when it does fall on a Friday or Saturday, because then you can, I don't know, really go crazy.
Go crazy.
Am I the only one who feels this way? I like it to be on October 31st. I don't care about the parents. Maybe I'll ask me again in 10 years.
I don't care about the parents. Yeah, exactly.
You got a little crumb grabber running around the house. That's it. That's kind of a cool, imaginative place to go. Imagining Kara as somebody's mother. How about that?
Is that a cool thing to imagine?
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah, I think you'd be a great mother, frankly.
I'll stick with being an aunt for now.
Here's the story of a transgender woman who claims that a dozen salons that he visited have refused her service because of her gender identity change. She was looking for a Brazilian I didn't know what a Brazilian was. It last year, Jennifer, you told me.
Brazilian wax, you mean?
Yeah.
Not just a Brazilian person.
No, no, no.
Just for a Brazilian.
Well, I would like a Brazilian to perform a Brazilian.
Yeah, right.
Well, what, didn't we get into a whole big thing and you all made fun of me because I didn't know what it was? I remember that kind of vividly.
Sounds like us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does sound like you. Exactly. Anyway, so this lady whose name is Jessica Yaniv. Her name was Jessie before. Now she's Jessica. She has complained to the Human Rights Department in Vancouver, British Columbia, because she's been refused waxing due to her physical anatomy. She said, quote, I've been refused for manicures, pedicures, massages, facials,
what
arm waxing.
What on earth salons is she going to?
Why does she keep doing it?
Well, I'm just confused because it may be a shock to you, but, like, men can go to waxing salons and get waxed.
Men get waxed all the time,
And they get manicures and pedicures, so I'm not sure what about this would stop someone from doing that. Like, just go to a different salon.
Is it because you present yourself as one thing and you really are another?
No, it shouldn't matter. A pedicure is a pedicure, you know?
Yeah, those ones don't make any sense to me. I can understand if you're going to a waxing place and someone might be a little surprised, or it's a little bit of a different thing to wax a man versus a woman, but I don't understand why you wouldn't just, like, give them a heads up first, or why they, I mean, if you're paying them, I don't understand why they wouldn't just do the job.
It's not inclusive, she says. I was looking at this. There's a USA Opinion piece on it. That's how far this has gone. The editor of the Feminist Current says, quote, under normal circumstances, we might assume that any sane person would laugh at the idea of a man attempting to bring over a dozen women to a human rights tribunal because they didn't want to touch his genitals. But we're not living under normal circumstances. We're living in a new world where men are women and women are men, and they... It doesn't really matter.
Well, she's right when she says it's not inclusive if she's going to all these businesses and people aren't doing it. But the thing that it just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean,
it makes me feel like there's something going on. Like she's got a chip on her shoulder or something like that.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to start trouble.
Because maybe the waxing I could believe, but the fact that someone would turn her down for a pedicure or a manicure, I don't believe that.
I got a pedicure like 2 weeks ago, and there were two guys in there also getting pedicures, and no one was making a big deal about it. Like, maybe sometimes guys have gross feet and someone doesn't want to touch it, but they still give them pedicures anyway. I've never seen someone turned away for that.
Hmm.
I don't know.
She's gone to the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome to the world of 2019, the Good Day and DJV program. I'm going to slip back into my old... How long has it been since it was Good Day? 3 years ago? And I still slip into that every once in a while. Old habits, broken hard. 15 past the hour here on the DJV program. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out. As you're well aware, everything is now powered by a battery. From mobile devices to automobiles, if it needs some juice, there's probably a battery. But keeping batteries charged continues to be a challenge of convenience. A group at the University of Hong Kong have built a prototype to one of the more unique solutions, a knee brace that will create a charge for a battery from the normal motion of walking or running. Yeah, as the wearer moves, a combination of sliders, bands, and carbon fiber work together to create a charge. The more motion, the greater the charge. Conceptually, it's a cool idea on how to capitalize on existing movement to generate power. We've posted a link on the power-generating knee brace on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new Greater Than Ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota SafetySense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
When you start believing in yourself more, you live up to your true potential. So people who get ahead, move ahead, have started doubting themselves and believing in themselves. Would we say that was the case for Stephen Dixon, who is the new head of the Federal Aeronautics Administration, Aviation Administration? He was that Delta captain, right? If I remember correctly, all of this.
He worked for Delta, yeah.
Yeah, why would this
as an executive, I think. He also was a pilot, too.
Yeah, but why would this be? What, there was nothing controversial about this guy. This is the damn political stuff.
I don't know.
Again,
there,
it was all
I don't know the answer to that.
It's crazy. He was the senior vice president for flight operations at Delta. Was there for almost 30 years. For that, he was an officer, instructor, flight examiner, and an employment mission commander in the Air Force. He steps into the role. Certainly, this is a difficult time or interesting time because of the 737 MAX and how the FAA has kind of bungled that. So, interesting to see how he was a 737 pilot, as a matter of fact. So, it'd really be interesting to see how that stuff shakes out. The feds, speaking of things shaking out, have decided to resume the death penalty. It's been 16 years. Last execution was 2003. That was, quote-unquote, sponsored by the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Department of Justice announcing that it's scheduled more executions. Five death row inmates will be eliminated in December and January. I'm very opposed to this. But I don't know why I say but. I just think this is... And there are reasons, and I'm not consistent on this, and I know I'm not. The way that this is handled, the drugs and all that other stuff, is one thing. But I think there are some cases where just because vengeance plays a role, that we ought to dispatch some of these people to do some of these heinous things. But there's so many people who are convicted of crimes and they are not guilty of them. It just causes me
and so much
to
DNA
question.
Yeah. Stuff yeah. comes up and overturns convictions. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. So all of the five that are going to be executed later this year, convicted of murder, executions would bring, they say, justice to victims of the most horrific crimes. I don't believe that for a second. Doesn't bring any justice because it doesn't bring them back, and that's the only justice that I'd want for them. But it, again, depends on if you're Charles, like Charles Manson. There's no reason for us to have kept him in jail for 40 years. He should have been shot 40 years ago. You know, that stuff. Yeah. That sort of
I
thing.
I agree
that's,
with you on that.
There was
why
no
even
reason.
Let him waste space?
Exactly. All that time and all that attention. The guy is a subhuman. So, anyway, but the feds are, that's something that's going on.
And
there
truly, if someone as gross as him, he can still infect people from prison. Ugh.
Yeah. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Everybody wanna holly rock. Say it.
So, are we to believe this is Prince?
Give me a game. Nah, it is Prince.
Wow. Does it sound like his voice at all? Does that sound like his voice to you?
Not much.
Prince from the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Prince fans have another release to celebrate, even though Prince is gone. The Prince Estate dropped a video for Holly Rock this week. The song, written and recorded for Prince's longtime collaborator and friend Sheila E., is the second single from Originals, which is the demo album the estate released on Prince's birthday last month. Holly Rock, originally recorded in the Sunset Sound Studios in L.A. in April of 1985, same week Prince recorded his Billboard Hot 100 song Kiss. Prince gave Sheila E. sole writing and producer credit, but he actually co-wrote it with her and produced the track himself. The animated Holly Rock video, which was created by London's Electric Light Studios, features Prince in his many colorful and flamboyant outfits as well as comics to deliver some of the song's lyrics. It was originally recorded for the soundtrack of the film Crush Groove in 85. Holly Rock has not appeared on a Prince-related album until Originals. It's also the first time the song has been made available digitally. Crank that up a bit, because I want to hear this. I don't know the song. So am I to believe
that... This sounds exactly like when he wrote stuff for Morris Day and the Time back in... This is like Purple Rain era.
Yeah, well, I hear I hear him in it. I hear his signature sort of riffs.
Yeah.
Just his voice sounds so different here. To me, anyway.
Actually, when he spoke in interviews, he had a very deep voice.
Yeah,
but he just sort of sang in falsetto a lot, that I think you're probably thinking of that.
Maybe. That is what I'm thinking. Yes, exactly.
This is like
Victoria.
His natural non-falsetto voice.
Once again, you've nailed it, Victoria.
Yes.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with music at 26 after the hour. A focus now on Nickelodeon. Found its host and judges for America's Most Musical Family, which is a series premiering in the fall. Nick Lachey is going to host it with Grammy winner Ciara, David Dobrik, who leads YouTube ensemble The Vlog Squad, and singer-songwriter-actor Debbie Gibson will be on the judges panel. In February, Nickelodeon first announced its latest foray into music competition following success with Limp Sync, good dog. There's Freudian something there. Imagine if you have a limp lip, how bad that is. That's got to be tough. A limp lip. Anyway.
It's hard to say even.
Limp lip, yes it is. So anyway, Nickelodeon did limp limp. There I am. Lip Sync Battle Shorties. So how's this lip sync, that show that LL Cool J says? What network is that on? It's not on Nickelodeon.
No, it's not. It's on FX or Spike.
Yeah, right. Anyway, this new show begins production this week. It sees 30 families competing all across different genres, from pop to hip-hop to Latin to opera, for a recording contract with Republic Records and a $250,000 cash prize. Not a bad deal. Lachey has had various turns on the small screen, knows a thing or two about performing in a music group with a family member, you think? He and his brother Drew are part of the boy band 98 Degrees, which was around in the 90s, and actually they continue to perform today. Debbie Gibson holds the record as the youngest female artist to write, produce, and perform a number one Billboard single with Foolish Beat back in 87. So there you go. Huh? Yeah.
Love this song.
No air date yet for the beginning of the program. 28 after on the DJV program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of a North Korean missile test early Thursday morning, Iran has now reportedly test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile, and it traveled over 600 miles, according to one report. The U.S. official that confirmed that report to CNN says it wouldn't pose any threat to any shipping or U.S. bases in the region. Meanwhile, President Trump is asked about that recent North Korean missile test. He says, well, it's a smaller missile test than it had been conducting in the past.
But I think with North Korea, we've been doing very well. But that doesn't mean it's going to continue. We have a relationship. President Obama had no relationship. You would have been at war. Had Hillary Clinton won this election, you'd be at war right now with North Korea.
The president speaking on Hannity on Fox. The Justice Department wants to reinstate the death penalty after nearly two decades. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the Genius DJV program with Genius Jennifer Horn, Genius Victoria Keelan, Genius Kara Schiller, and of course, I'm a genius because I brought them all together. Right? How can you argue with that? I don't hear too many people.
No one would dare. That's why you don't hear anything.
All right. The story of California's Governor Gavin Newsom. Maybe it was a Freudian slip there, Jennifer. Gavin.
I know.
As in cavernous. Anyway, he's got something up his sleeve. We'll talk about it after we find out from Victoria what the most valuable sports teams are in America.
This is from Forbes magazine. They put out their new list for 2019 of the most valuable sports franchises, and I think everyone should take a guess who's number one.
Patriots.
Anybody else want to guess?
Some team that Cristiano
Manchester
Ronaldo
United.
Has been on. Yeah, Manchester United or like Madrid.
Yeah,
or
I'm
going to
with soccer. I'm with you, Kara, on that one.
All of you are incorrect. The number one most valuable, listen to this. The most valuable sports franchise on the globe are the Dallas Cowboys.
Yankees? Oh, really? America's team, huh?
The Dallas Cowboys. They are worth $5 billion. They had $365 million in profits just last year. And
is that Jerry Johnson? He owns this
it
deal?
Is. Jerry Jones, right? Jones. Jerry Jones? Yeah.
Jones. Jerry
so,
Jones.
Yeah, so he has had the... he's had the Cowboys for, what, 30 years now or something
long
like
time.
That? It's a long time.
Now we
Imagine
know why.
The markup on the value of that.
Yep. Well, the interesting thing is the Cowboys, for 23 straight years, they were shut out of the NFC Championship game, and it was only the Washington Redskins and the Detroit Lions have had longer title game droughts.
I was going to say they haven't even won anything since 96.
I know, and they are still the most valuable.
Well, that's
and,
because Texas is nuts about football.
That's
basically.
True. That is true. Yeah. And they made $340 million in sponsorship and premium seating revenue at AT&T Stadium.
Wow.
That's twice as much as any other team, which is kind of sobering when you think about it, especially since they're not even that good. Now, second place, go Yankees.
Oh, I said Yankees. That was pretty good.
You did.
Good.
You were close.
Yeah,
you were close.
I was getting there.
And third is Go Cara, Real Madrid. They're worth $4.2 billion.
So I didn't even place in this. I said the Patriots. I didn't mind.
The Patriots are fifth. So they're not terrible. You
Where
would
are
think
the Red
though,
Sox?
Let's see.
Down the
well,
list.
ML actually. So overall, they group this together. So overall, NFL teams are the most
Just
valuable.
Just a second. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm going to wager right now with Jennifer.
The Dodgers are worth
the
more than
Red
the Red Sox.
The Red Sox are worth more than the Dodgers.
No. Right. Dodgers are worth, Dodgers
Where's
are
the
worth
list?
More than the Red Sox.
I'm not going to wager with either of you that the Orioles are worth more. So.
Neither.
No.
That's a wasted bet. All right. So what does this say?
Come on, Victoria.
So
you
I'm
know the
through
right
the
answer.
List here. Yeah. Okay. So hang on. Yeah. Let me start from the. They've got a. This is a very comprehensive list here.
Coming up news about China.
So we've got. Yeah. So number one, the Cowboys. Two, Yankees. Three, Real Madrid. Four was Barcelona Soccer. Five was the New York Knicks. That one is surprising to
me. That's surprising.
Yes, that is very surprising. Then we've got at seventh place is the Patriots. Then the L.A. Lakers at an eighth. That also is kind of surprising to me, but I guess with franchising and with merchandise and stuff.
Bezos
Golden
State
Warriors.
No?
What?
Who, is Bezos on them?
No.
No,
the Lakers? No. Number nine was Golden State Warriors, which I'm surprised that they're not further up because they keep winning championships. In 10th place, the New York Giants. That is bizarre to me because they haven't won anything in a long time. Number 10. All right, ready? You guys are going to duke it out.
Yep.
In 10th place, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Boom!
I told you! I told you!
And
the Red Sox.
Tied for 12th. The Boston Red Sox are tied with the Los Angeles Rams.
Let me check now. Is
wow,
10
that
higher
hurts.
Than 12? Yeah.
And then 14th place after that is the Washington
Trying
Redskins.
Your fingers
That's
your
surprising.
Toes?
How are the Redskins that high up?
The Redskins are tied with the Chicago Cubs. They're valued
what
at $3.1 billion.
How much did I win in this debate, in this bet?
How much you owe me $100? You didn't.
I owe you $100.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you. I mean, you lost
actually,
bigly.
I owe you a lot more than that. So put it in there.
Put on your tab.
Oh, and then Doug, your other Boston team is tied for 22nd place.
Celtics.
Boston Celtics are tied with the Houston Texans with the NFL team.
It just is very
Not
interesting
great.
To see all the money that's involved in sports franchises, as in the entertainment business itself, because this is part of the entertainment business. These sports teams, it's amazing how much dough is circulated around people having a good time or getting themselves all worked up. Can you imagine something as silly as arguing who's better, the Red Sox or the Dodgers, when it's clear the Red Sox are much better than them?
If you won that argument, you would still be making that argument, but you lost.
Right.
Let's just remember who won.
Speaking of losing, the Chinese are on it this week. Their military prepared to respond to the so-called Taiwanese separatists. In a white paper published, China's defense ministry said, quote, the fight against separatists is becoming more acute. They've gone further down the path of separation by stepping up efforts to sever the connection with the mainland in favor of gradual independence, pushing for independence, intensifying hostility, borrowing the strength of foreign influences, obviously a slap at America. Taiwan self-governed. China sees it as part of their territory, however. U.S. State Department and Taiwan enjoy a robust unofficial relationship. So says the PR from the U.S. this week. officially recognizing the island as part of China, doesn't support Taiwan independence. But the U.S. State Department approved a big arms sale to Taiwan. So I don't understand how that works. We don't recognize them. Do we recognize them?
We do.
We don't support Taiwan independence, though. We recognize them as an island, but why do we sell them?
I think if Taiwan actually was able to break away from China, don't you think that we would totally support that?
Oh, 100%.
That's why it was such a scandal. Yeah. Remember Trump took the call from the Taiwanese president and China went crazy about it?
Oh, yeah. China doesn't like that.
All right, next up, the farmers in America and the influence of China on what you eat. American farmers who've taken a big hit in this trade war, getting $15 an acre now from the government thanks to a new aid program. The Agriculture Secretary told reporters this week that farmers are going to get about 50% of what their total projected income for the year might have been, or $15 an acre. Man, I don't know who's doing these figures, but they are wrong, wrong, wrong. Trump keeps digging himself into a deeper hole with farmers and the agrarian community, because the administration doesn't know anything about agriculture. Sonny Perdue is nothing but a backslapping good old boy from Georgia. He doesn't know nothing about, really, he really doesn't know anything about heart and soul farming. So this thing continues. But it's interesting because the China trade war, we've been told, is kind of almost settled. And then it doesn't, I mean, we've been told that how many times in the last month? Oh, it's almost done. It's almost settled. And the farmers continue to take in the chops when it comes to a lot of the things that have been sold to Asian countries like China. China is a big trading partner when it comes to soybeans and corn and things like that. And but $15 an acre is a joke. It really is. Okay, so the third story having to do with China is a sort of reflection on something, Victoria, that we've talked about this week. The Huawei.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
I learned.
Wow.
Very impressed. Okay. So Huawei is the computer, is the company that's making the bad cell phones that are maybe listening in, or if you've got one.
That's definitely the rumor.
You.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So Trump and the president of China continue to talk about this getting, as I said, to beyond the 90%. And it seems like the biggest issue with China, as far as the trade is concerned right now, is our focus on the blacklist that Huawei is on. The president agreed to give licensing decisions, time for licensing decisions to allow a slew of tech companies like Huawei to be used or sold by Google and Broadcom. In other words, what they had said before was, we told Google and everybody else, you can't sell these things anymore. That was essentially what the story was earlier this week, right?
Well, they first canceled the government contracts. That's where they started.
Right.
And that started at the end of the Obama administration, canceling those contracts because they thought they were spyware. And I think there very much probably is spyware in that stuff. And then it sort of has trickled down over the last few years into the public sector, where if you buy burner phones, certain smart TVs, they're all made by Huawei, or they have Huawei chips in them.
Right.
And that's really where it's not. I mean, I don't think it's prudent to, we don't know if it's safe or not, but I don't think it's prudent to buy any of those products. And now Huawei's, they're fighting back because there's been a significant, hit to their bottom line.
Right. It's right, exactly.
But then again, we also just found out earlier this week that they built that secret 3G cell phone network for North Korea. So, and that's, if this is a Chinese company working with North Korea, you can't tell me that there isn't more to that. They weren't just hired to build a cell phone network.
But the
Chinese and North Korean governments working together.
If you want us to buy more U.S. farm products, then you got to stop with the Huawei. That's basically what they've said.
Right,
if you want, we'll buy more stuff from you, but we want to sell more Huawei, and you have put the kibosh to the Huawei, so we're not buying any more stuff from your farmers until you straighten it out.
They don't have as much audio to listen to anymore, spying on regular Americans and the government, so they want to up their ante. That's their version of Netflix and chill.
Yeah, lovely. All right, well, I just thought you'd like to know a couple of China updates and how they affect the real people of America. You may be at risk of developing hepatitis C if you're from 53 to 73 years old. Sunday is World Hepatitis Day. Perfect reminder to talk with your doctor and learn the facts.
Did you know 3.4 million people are infected with chronic hepatitis C in the United States, with about 50% currently undiagnosed? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. If you have hepatitis C, you may not experience any symptoms, but the virus can silently progress, leading to liver inflammation, cirrhosis, or liver cancer. Today, there are treatment options available to help treat hepatitis C. Please visit a doctor to get tested. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now, Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
You'll do it right to make refreshing updates to your home this summer, starting with your bathroom. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings every day throughout the store. Stop in today and shop our Refresh for Less Kitchen and Bath event to get up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, shower heads, and more. Whatever you need to make your bath shine, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 731, U.S. only.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, you are. Gavin Newsom is the blundering boob who's the governor of California. So, Jennifer, you're going to have to explain this to me. It's okay now for the governor signed a bill that's okay to bring reusable containers into restaurants. Why was it not okay to do that before?
Because of safety concerns, health department concerns. This is Assembly Bill 619 that the governor signed, giving a green light for people who go into restaurants in California to bring their own reusable containers and cups. Last week, the governor signed it, which would allow restaurants to fill customers' containers as long as they're either isolated from the serving surface or the surface is sanitized after each fill.
Welcome to the nanny state. Ay, 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 ay. And nobody can think anything through anymore. 10 before the hour.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Car talk, not dead. On the radio, we have our auto expert, Nick Miles, on the air with us today. As usual at this time, every week, we talk about cars, races, we talk about Nick's beard, all the exciting things, and his white shoes. It's a very exciting time for us to be together every week. So now, where you're driving with your foot, the pedal to the metal in Nashville, what are you driving with your pedal to the metal?
Today, I've been driving the new Audi Q3, which is their baby, the smallest SUV in their lineup. And I'll be back in Nashville on Monday to drive the smallest Nissan in the lineup. So it looks like Nashville is going to be my second home for the next couple weeks.
So what is there about Audis that people like? I find Audis, I've never owned one, but I like them. They seem to be fast, well put together. What is there about the Audi that really is different?
Well, two things. Of course, you always have that German engineering and German performance. We all like that. They go fast, and they're very reliable. But on top of that, Audi's are well known for the technology they have in them. So this is the first company to be able to put things like Google Earth in your car. So you can actually see a live map of where you're driving. You can actually see, there's the building I'm looking for. You can see it on the screen in your car. They've also got some cool stuff, which I can't believe automakers haven't done yet. For instance, they have a little phone holder in their new Q3. Is when you put your phone in it, it actually takes the phone signal and boosts it through the car antenna. So when you're on the Doug Stefan of the DJV show, your signal doesn't break up.
That's very cool. Happy to hear that. Yeah. All right, here are four of the world's largest car makers, Nick: Ford, Honda, VW, BMW, going forward with plans to make more fuel-efficient vehicles for our market, even though the administration is rolling back some of the rules. So what do you think about this? There's different rules in California, of course, but the move supposedly puts these people on track to comply. But I'm thinking, especially with Volkswagen and the diesel thing, can they really comply? Probably is the question.
Well, interestingly enough, so I don't think all these sort of things that are happening now with companies have been planning for years and years and years. They're still coming out, despite the fact that the federal government has sort of done a 180 almost on how they treat the people that do break the amount of fuel that they use. So your fleet of vehicles, all the vehicles that you sell, have to meet a certain average of fuel economy. And the government are now saying, we're going to not fine you like you used to get fined. We're going to make it a little bit of a fine, so you have to pay something, but it's not going to be what it was going to be. And so these companies, they're still moving forward to make these fuel-efficient cars, but I don't think there's so much stimulation to do that now. I think you're going to start to see more big SUVs, more big V8s sold, because car companies, I like them, you like them, we all like Tesla, lots of power, you know. So I think this is a slow reversal. It's going to take a little time, but I think we're going to go back to America and have some big V8s.
All right. Now, we're talking about BMW. Apparently, J.D. Power thinks the most appealing cars are from BMW. Is that right?
Porsche was the number one. BMW was number two. They had this new test out, which looks at how appealing cars are to buyers. And, you know, I'm a little bit objectionate to this, because what I believe is that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. What Doug right. Stefan loves, Nick Miles may not love, and vice versa. So everybody loves what they love. However, they're taking these averages and saying, blah, 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 this is what we think the best cars are. I will say the top of the list is pretty predictable. There's some cars in the middle of the list that I don't agree with, but I will tell you, everybody agrees with the vehicle that's at the bottom of the list, and that's Mitsubishi. They are the most unappealing cars in the world.
They always have been. I don't understand why they even can do business. They're ugly, they don't run well, they don't have any. There's nothing about the Mitsubishi that makes it. Why are they even in business, I guess would be the question.
I don't know. If you're working for Mitsubishi today and you're on your way to work this morning, I'm sorry. You shouldn't be.
Ford adding jobs because they're building more electric cars?
Yes, they're also adding jobs because they're building more big SUVs. So what they're not telling you, too, is that the new Explorer is being made in Chicago, and it's being a massive success. So they're adding a whole bunch of jobs in Chicago for that. But they're also adding jobs for these electric vehicles. Like, I'm a big proponent of every vehicle should have any kind of power supply that you want it to have, whether it's gas, diesel, electric, or a mixture of all of the above. And Ford are getting ready to do that, which I think is honorable from them. The company's really getting themselves together, and I look forward to choosing how my vehicle is powered and not being told how it should be powered.
Why do they make them in Chicago and not Detroit?
Chicago just happens to be where the Explorer has always been, and the new Aviator will be made there from Lincoln. Yeah, so it's always been made there, and it's a great factory. There's a great workforce there. It's a great city, and I'd like to see them continue doing it.
All right, there's Nick's read on why you build the Fords in Chicago. Nick Miles, our auto expert. Website for him is ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.